Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. I live in a town that's about a third conservation land. Hello. And I take my wonderful lab brothers to the woods every day. And I love the woods. They're wonderful, except the little ticks. I cannot stand those ticks and the Lyme disease that they cause and the issues. So we are thrilled to have Dr. Cass Ingram. He cured himself from Lyme. My goodness. So today we're going to be talking about the Lyme disease cure. Hello, Dr. Ingram.
Hey, how you doing, old friend? Great to be back.
Well, we are happy to have you on. All right, Dr. Ingram, tell us a little bit about, I think for those people who are listening, and a lot of us are scared of Lyme disease now, tell us what
it is, how we
can get it, and then tell us how you can help cure yourself like you did.
Yeah. Well, the way you can get Lyme disease, on almost all cases, 80% occur within 100 yards of somebody's backyard. So most cases are not a hiking and fishermen, all right? So you got to know that you can easily get it because dogs, deer, rodents, squirrels, chipmunks can bring the ticks close to you. The dogs can even bring them in the home, whatever. Somehow you get a deer tick. You don't see it. It's the size of a tip of a pinhead. And so you get the stupid Lyme, you get the bullseye, you don't get the bullseye. You end up with a rheumatoid arthritis, you end up with neurological, you didn't know it was Lyme, you end up with the MS diagnosis, Parkinson's, tremor, Bell's palsy, TMJ, fibromyalgia, single joint arthritis. You're knocked down for the count. Something happens to you and sometime between April and, November, you're done, even though you were healthy before that. We got to suspect Lyme anyway. You have to. And there's, 30 new million cases going to happen this year. It's crazy stuff. Yeah.
That is crazy.
So
completely.
I cured myself. That's why I wrote the book, The Lyme Disease Cure. I got the miserable thing when I was doing my wild herbal gig in Wisconsin in the deep scrub. I was by myself having the time of my life doing my research for that week. The last day I didn't take my precautions. A week later, I thought I was a dead man. The stupid tick bite. Fortunately, I turned around on the backside and I saw the remnants of a bullseye rash. My head felt like it was in one room, my body in another. I was burning up all over the place. The head felt like it was going to explode. Stiffness of the neck, stiffness of the spine, fullness in the spine. Crazy stuff. Ankle wouldn't work, then the knee, then the elbow. Dying on the vine. So I got desperate. I said, I'm sick of this. So you know what I did? I dug out the old reliable, the old super strength P73 edible. See, oil of oregano, maybe some of your listeners don't know about
it.
It's a germicide, right? I dug out a natural germicide, in this case the P73. I took a whole bottle, says take 4 drops a day. I drank the entire bottle in a glass of water every day for about 5 or 6 days.
Oh, really?
Yes, and then I took 40 Oregamax and 45 Oregaresp and guzzled some juice of oregano, and I blew this thing out.
Huh.
I got like 70% improvement in 5 days,
So, but, Dr. Ingham, do you think it was the fact that you took it like in such a large dose and you were able to kind of blast it? And then what did you do afterwards? Did you continue to?
Well, I had relapses afterwards. I blasted it so it didn't kill me because I had neuroborreliosis, which is 40% of it. But you're right. I blasted enough of it down, but it stayed in my joints. It kept in the joint, because it digs in there. And so that took another year plus of trying to figure out how to root it out of the joints.
Okay.
Because I ended up in a wheelchair twice with a stupid thing. And now I got rid of the miserable thing, but I just made a discovery, okay? I discovered that you can't just do oregano oil.
Okay.
You got to do some other things.
Okay, so tell us what it is.
Well, I found out that the herb sage and rosemary, in the form of the Oregaresp capsules, which have the sage, and in the form of the bone active. Mm-hmm. Now with the Lyme cases I'm seeing all over the world, I'm speeding up the reversal of the disease by adding in the bone-active rubbing oil topically and under the tongue, the bone-active capsules, which have the rosemary and sage, and the Oregaresp, aggressive use of all those, along with the basic protocol. And now the terminal Lyme cases that are 30, 40 years old, 20-year-old cases are eradicating the disease and the symptoms
wow.
in both the joints and the muscular and neurological eradication in tough cases with the bigger protocol. Because sage killed. The old guy had a longhorn cattle farm, and he told me when the longhorns get bit by a tick, the tick dies. You know,
oh, really?
It's because the sage, they eat the sagebrush.
Oh,
it's in the blood. The thujone is poisonous to ticks. I made the discovery. So now we know how to cure Lyme disease. And it's all in the book. Yeah. And on the website, it's right there. The basic protocols are there.
And that's p-73.com, right? That's the
no,
website?
No, that's my website, cassingram.com, the Lyme disease cure. Now, if you want to learn about the products, you can go to P-73 or oreganol.com. You can, if you want to learn more, you can call 1-800-243. They're good people there, 800-243-5242. Mm-hmm. They know all about my work. They're the ones who make these supplements. NAHS, 800-243-5242. Lyme disease, I experienced. That's what God had me go through. Well, I did it to myself, but and I kept saying to myself, there's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason you're going through this horror.
You can help others. That's crazy. I mean, thank goodness for, you know, learning it and being able to help other people. So wait a second. I have a question then. Prevention. So we have kids. It's summertime. Kids are going to the camp this summer. People are walking in the woods. I mean, people want to live their life, but they, obviously that underlying fear of Lyme is there. What can
we
do?
I go
prevention?
Through that on the website. Here's what you do. You got to pull the socks over the pant leg. You can't make exceptions when you're in that environment. You have to wear the lighter clothes if you can. You've got to take the clothes and then long sleeves and the socks over the legs. But then, look, why don't you use the spray on the dogs, on you? I invented that spray out of all this difficulty, and it's so effective. Herbal Protect X, extremely good. You spray that
on. I'm looking at right now.
Huge, oh, I need to try that.
Huge repellent for ticks. You spray it on those socks and the shoes and up the leg. You saw me on YouTube doing the video where I sprayed one side and the ticks came on the opposite side, and then I sprayed the tick and I killed him with the Protect X. It'll kill the tick that's embedded in the dog. You've got to use it both to kill him and particularly to protect yourself. It's huge.
Huh.
We can knock out 90% by using it.
Love it. All right, so there's wild rosemary, wild lavender, geranium oil, lemongrass oil. That's basically what makes up Protect X.
And
it's
the cumin. The cumin's a big deal, too. Yeah, so you got to use it. It's larvicidal, it's tickicidal, and it's a repellent huge.
Okay. Does it work for mosquitoes? I know it's a totally different topic, but honestly,
yeah,
the mosquitoes
love
me.
It works for mosquitoes. But you might want to look at the Herbal Bug X. They make the Herbal Bug X specifically for mosquitoes and black flies, and that's exceptionally effective. So probably you need both, especially in Canada, where, you know, you have all that set aside there. So, but no, the Lyme disease cure, I wrote the book. You got the money. I have the book. We make a marriage. And so you go to CassIngram.com, get the book. Or if you're poor, study the website, you know, the basic protocol. You got to get yourself well. You can't be hanging around with Lyme anymore. None of it. That's it.
No,
I had it. You had it. Get well. Be done with it. You can do it. Believe me.
No, I totally agree. And, you know, so I'm just going to repeat because, unfortunately, I mean, that was awesome, Dr. Ingram. Thank you for being on the show. And we want you to come back often because, you know, first of all, your information is amazing. And, you know, obviously you've gone through a lot in terms of being able to help others. So I'm going to repeat the website. It's cassingram.com. You can also visit North American Urban Spices website at P-73. That's where they actually have the products, as Dr. Ingram mentioned. And you can visit cassingram.com for the protocol and then really how to help yourself. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Ingram. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD.